Log Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm kind of loving these topics for this week. So, you know, any chance I get to run my mouth, I'm off work. How are you?
I'm okay. I think I got a little bit of the cooties trying to take over. So if I appear to be clearing my throat a little too much, it ain't the blucker, it's just the cooties.
Thanks for that clarification there. So for those who don't know, it is... Go ahead.
What are you saying?
Oh, I was just going to say what the topic is. But do you have any, before we start, do you have any announcements or anything? I know sometimes we do shout outs at the end, but when we do these topics, we usually run so close to the end, we could get them out, do them now if you want.
Yeah, let me first and foremost give a shout out to, friend of the show, Ms. Thea Lockett, the owner of Events by Anisa's, for sharing our flyer and being supportive as always. We appreciate it. Shout out to Ms. Nazia, who's always showing love and sharing our content. Please check out her website. She has a new program that she's doing. For women empowerment, women who've been through some things and help you with your trauma. It's awesome. So, give it a try at NaziaAdeyemi.com. I'll share it on the Queen Vi's platforms. That way you guys can go straight to the link. And, of course, shout out to everyone who's listening. We appreciate you. Ms. Zyle Styles, Ms. Dopeness, Cat Collins, Lady Wren over in the prison listening to with all the perverts over there. We appreciate you.
So, for those who are new, welcome. That you enjoy. And for those who don't know, it's Talk Tuesday. And tonight we're going to be discussing second chances. We're going to talk about if an act is worth a second chance or if enough is enough, is it worth trying again? We want to know what's the deal breaker for you guys. Send your questions and comments. We will read them live and answer them on air. You can always call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad so we can know that you have a question or a comment that pertains to the topic at hand.
Yeah, at hand. Damn it. Asking us nothing about sex is Thursday, okay? So let's keep it PG. All right, Queen. Where do we start with second chances? I don't believe in such things.
Yeah, we know that. But you're going to have to play devil's advocate. A little bit.
Yes. Yes.
Me, I think it kind of depends what the situation is, whether it's warrant a second chance or not. But certain things, no way in hell. Certain things, I would might advise someone to explore. No. I don't want to have everybody out here just cutting people one and done. Because it was up to me. A lot of things is one and done. So.
Yeah. I mean, I can dig that because you're right. It we have to put things in its proper context. You don't want to one and done somebody over something petty, stupid, or something, you know, because as you know and as we can see, we tend to, us black love people, black folks tend to have poor communication skills when it comes to the opposite sex. And we tend to do the feelings over facts thing, and then next you know we got an episode of Love and Hip Hop on our hands.
Right.
So if it's communication, just try to work it out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Shit. Listen, some of y'all, boy, y'all be cussing and fussing. And when you sit them down and get down to the, okay, well, what is the issue? And as third party, you listen, you'd be like, okay, that's what y'all arguing about? Okay. All right. So in those situations, you try to work it out, you know. But there is some, definitely some red flags that the flags are so red I can't get past it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What if
so
something
there will
no
be some
help
to the non moment?
Yeah. Okay. Well, from your perspective, what's the hell? What the hell? Give me one. A hell to the null for you.
Cheating. Certain things that people lie about, because we know as people. That's why I ask all type of questions, because some people pick and choose what they disclose, and clearly they do it because they're ashamed of it. You know, or because they know you wouldn't go for it. So if I find out somebody lied about something big, you know, it's a deal breaker for me because certain things people should disclose. Oh no, if you mistreat my kids or disrespect my kids in any type of way, you put your hands on me, it's going to be, you know, two trips. Hopefully one of those trips won't be the morgue, but that's the deal breaker for
hey,
me.
Hey, damn it. We're supposed to keep that kinky shit for Friday, for Thursday now. Come on. Heading up to the morgue. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm keeping track of this stuff. I'll see the first act of violence was committed by the queen on this show tonight. Here we go. I'm doing good. Send them to the morgue.
But I
agree. Yeah.
Yeah. But another thing to me is like certain things, like we all know what we can deal with and what we can put up with or forget. I think certain people, if they're not in a place where they can wait, you know, for someone to get to a certain level or work on themselves, then it can also be a deal breaker. I mean, it depends how far behind you are. And not only how far, I'm not going to say how far behind you are or how you take with me doing what I'm doing. Because some people, just because they may not be at a certain place where they want to be in life, if you are there or you have surpassed them, it's, oh, you're doing too much. Slow down. You know, don't do this, don't do that. That's a deal breaker for me because when you're with someone with a certain mentality, either one or two things going to happen. You can take the chance to see if you're going to elevate them or they can hold you back and drag you down to where they are. So that's a deal breaker for me if somebody isn't for my growth and my success. You know, because if I'm working on me, of course, I'm going to make sure they're working on them as well. But if they don't have the will or the urgency to even try or do something with themselves, then I can't do anything with them. Because either, I mean, if it don't break the deal then, eventually it will.
Yeah,
Like, I hate when somebody tells me that, when a guy say, oh, you're doing too much, you know, and it's not coming from a place of concern, like, okay, you need a rest, you need a break. It's coming from a, like, you know, damn, you too big, you got too much stuff going on, you know, because then it's getting a little insecure. Because people, be aware, you have, some of y'all got mates that's jealous of y'all.
Let's play with that for a second. Let's say when you were with the person, they were on top and you weren't, you know, they were doing everything. They were making more money. They were taking care of the bill. They were doing all that, right? And you broke up for whatever reason. Let's say non-cheating. It just didn't work, right? you get back together, and everything about this guy, he was doing everything right. You loved him. It's just y'all couldn't get it right when it comes to, like, the things we talk about, communications and just simple things, right? So you have a fall out, you break up, a couple months later, you come back. He's still that great guy, but you and your business and everything is flourishing and you're doing better than him. And he wants to be back in your life. But you sense that jealousy. You sense that hate. Do you take him back? When he's coming back to you with that energy?
Not if it's a jealousy and hate thing, no. Because that says a lot about their character and who they are. If they were okay with things when they were making it happen for themselves. You know, some people can't handle making more for them. I mean, more than them. For me, hey, bring in all you can, because it's supposed to be a team effort thing. Both are supposed to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
I want somebody that's doing something with themselves. So, you know, if something happens, then, you know, the other person can help and pick up the slack, you know, where somebody's lacking in. So I never understood that.
Okay.
You know, I've never want to be a quote-unquote kept woman, because if something happens, then now we both just asked out in our hard times, you know, instead of me being able to be like, okay, you know, you lost this, or you're not able to do this like you used to, but okay, I got your back, you know. So, but yeah, is he in his feelings? Because now, you know, it was okay when he was up on top and everything was flourishing for him, that, and he was okay with it, but now the roles are reversed and he has a little issue with it, then he needs to go to counseling or something. He might have some, listen to the plug, childhood trauma or something going on. I don't know. You might got to have a conversation.
Might have to send him over to the Queen Embrace so he can embrace his inner queen. Shout out to him. Quick plug. hey, we got someone who wants to voice their opinion when they express the number one, so we're going to bring them on.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Hello, caller.
Caller, you there?
You're live. All right. I think they might have hit it by accident. We'll put them back on hold.
They said we're just going to be quiet. I'm not going to say nothing.
Like, wait a minute. I changed my mind. I don't.
So if you press one, you have to unpress one, and if you do want to come back on, press one again, because we won't be able to see it, because it just look as if you're, you know, you're on the whole time, like we didn't get to you. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. But, we'll continue on. I know we talk about worth a lot on this show. We talk about self-worth a lot, but when it comes to the second chances, our mates or former mates, I guess, in the situation, their worth is important based off of second chances. Would you agree?
I'm sorry, repeat that last part again. It cut out.
Their worth is important when it comes to second chances. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
So, us guys, we measure worth differently. So from a woman's perspective, and all the ladies who are on the line, press the number one if you want to chime in. How do y'all juggle and evaluate a man's worth when it comes to he did something to piss you off enough to break up with his ass? So how do y'all weigh that?
I mean, feelings play a part in it. That's for one. Which it shouldn't play the biggest part to it, because sometimes people are supposed to think with their head, but they think with their heart. But I know that does play a part in it. But you also have to look at how the relationship was overall. You also have to look at as far as how that person made you feel, how they treated you, like what, you know, connections. So it's a lot of different areas you're supposed to look at. Y'all don't be, don't thinking only from a sex point of view. but you have to kind of really do that list and outweigh, you know, and weigh out the good and the bad when it comes, whether you're going to give a second chance. And we all should have that list where certain things is absolutely unacceptable. Now, that's where you're all supposed to have that open line of communications where that person should know what's a no-go. Because if you tell somebody, like, okay, these are my deal breakers, and they do it anyway, don't let them test your gangster. Because that's what it is. Certain people would know something that you don't like and you're not trying to deal with, and they'll try to test it, and if they do it, and see if they can get away with it. And that'd be the first step downhill, because now they figure, like, okay, he let me get away with this, then who knows what else I can get away with. So, you know, you have to teach people how to interact, how to communicate, how to love you, how to treat you, you know. And the best way to do that is how you love yourself. But, yeah, I just think it's that list on what, you know, the good versus the bad, the pros versus the cons of being in that relationship. But on that other side is if you're going to give a second chance, that means you forgave. Not forgot. You forgave what that person did to you. So don't be bringing it up every time you get in an argument or you get an attitude. If you know you can't forgive that person, don't give them a second chance. Because now what? Y'all both miserable.
You know? Yeah. I asked the question because, you know, when I talk to female friends and I hear about the shit they go through with their men and then I listen. When you're friends, and we're going to have a show on friends, when you, male friends, female friends, platonic friendships, while you're in relationships, you've been telling these people, this person, your business, the whole relationship. Every time something gets messed up, they tell. And then when it comes to the worst argument, and I'm going, didn't you smash the girl at Walmart a couple months ago? And wait a minute. You just cussing him out. You just flagged his tires and threw paint on the windows. So it's like, I hear it from so many different people, so many different ways. So this is one of the things I just scratch my head at, because it's like, we have to really start paying attention not only to self-worth but the worth of our mate, because some of y'all are riding the emotional wave and calling this shit he's worthy or he has a high value. I guess that's the word we really should be using, value. The value is high on this motherfucker, but we're just supposed to forget that he's been slang dang all over the town. So when you get used to someone and you miss them and you love them and they're gone and you start getting weak because you don't want to have to start over, you will let his dog ass back in. Because for some reason...
See, that's not them valuing that person. It has to do with some work they have to do in themselves, because you can't expect to be happy with somebody else. You can't even be happy with yourself. You know, and that's the problem. A lot of people are dealing with just any old thing because they don't want to be alone. and they're not healing or holding that person accountable to even fix whatever they did wrong. It's like, oh, I miss them or I miss her. I mean, when that's not enough, because if that person is not held accountable and have done nothing to right that wrong, if they can, then you just letting that person know, like, okay, it's okay what you did to me.
I got a response from Kimmy Coco. She says, don't judge me, but I missed the hook, and I've been weak, and I let them come back quite a few times. The hook. Okie dokie. Thanks for that. That's what we needed to hear, Kimmy. Thanks.
So, question, Kimmy, is the hook whatever he did to make you, you know, leave him alone or break up with him for that temporary moment? Or is this not, because this is different too. Is this just a sex thing, or is this a relationship thing? Because that plays a part in certain things too. Some people probably, only worth, you know, to be a sexual thing, not necessarily a relationship thing.
Yeah, please respond to that, Kimmy. If you're still listening, please respond to that, because I know that man, he did nothing to deserve you bringing up, Woody, because you have crazy. But anyway, we'll wait for her response. Speaking of crazy, we got Katrina Collins, who wrote in on our Queen Vi Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
She says, here's a question on this topic. How do you give a person a second chance after y'all broke up and they started dealing with your friend? After the fling with the friend ends, they want to come back to you. Fight the anger and hurt. You love the person. Is there any hope to have a successful do-over?
Not for me. And that said friend won't even be a friend. Because, first of all, whether that person is upset or whatever happened and you guys broke up, for him to go after someone in your inner circle, a friend of yours, someone that you know, that's disrespect on both parts anyway. So she needs to get her friend badge taken away, as well as he needs to get his rights taken away. Because if this is someone that's going to, if you guys get back together, this is someone that's going to be around. Someone that is your friend and clearly with some more of a friend to him, is going to be around in y'all circle. You know, everybody hankins together. Yes, you may love this person, but how does this person truly feel? Because I know for me, no matter how mad I am at somebody or break up with them, certain people is off limits. You know,
coming
from me.
So wait. With the guy, let's say it's dated for 6 months, got into a full-on relationship 6 months. It's about a year. At the end of the year, you say, you know what? I just can't do it with you no more. That's it. He starts dating your homegirl a year or two later. He starts messing with your homegirl. Just a fling, you know, just getting their rocks off. That ends real quick because it was like a couple hits and bounces, whatever. So then you bump into him a little bit after that, and he tries to come at you again. You think, I remember all the good times. Everything was good. We broke up over something stupid. He's now off limits because he bopped your girl around a few nights.
He's off limits. Actually, when I walk past him, I'm not even going to acknowledge him because they overstepped the line for me, because if that's truly my friend, she knew about him. It's not a situation where – you know, they didn't know that was my friend. He didn't know, she didn't know that was my ex or whatever. Mm. Because, hey, it's a big world and a small world at the same time. If this person knew that was my friend, she knew that was my ex, and they decided to do something, now I got to worry about whether y'all was looking at each other before when we were together. So on that note, I'm going to bow out gracefully, hopefully gracefully, and...
Okay.
It's cut off because.
Okay.
I mean, so that's no.
All right.
Now that's one.
Let's try this
one
then.
Okay.
Let's try this one. Y'all break up. This is July. Y'all been together for about a year. Y'all break up tomorrow. Okay. Come August. Mm-hmm. He in Walmart. He stay in line. See this badge on. He holler at her. Next thing you know, he's smashing. A couple weeks later, they kicking it. It was a little fling. It's over with. He bumps into you. Black Friday. Black Friday says, "Hey, babe, I miss you. How you been? Boom, 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 boom." You start hollering at him. He wants to come back to you. You say, "I'ma think about it." And you showing. You talking to your girl like, "Yeah, my ex just came back. What's your ex? Oh, here he is. Right, here's a picture of him." And she was like, "Oh, we got down. We did our, you know." He didn't know. So does he still get that treatment from you?
Wow.
Yeah. I asked that because that's happening a lot.
See, and
that's the real thing.
The thing for me is I need to know, was he kicking my back in? Because some dudes, it's some little bitches. So if he was kicking my back in so he could work his way into this chick panty, then no. Because if that's my friend, we're going to talk about it.
But see, okay.
It depends how he handles the situation. I'm not going to let no dude kick my back in so he can get with some chick. So that's not going to happen.
Well, because see, here's the thing. If y'all had a clean break, mm-hmm. and he just meets her and sells himself based off himself, he not pulling that sucker shit with the whole, "Oh, my ex ain't shit. She did this to me." Nah, he just sold himself, and she liked how he looked, and she's like, "Look, I'm going to fuck this bull." And they had their fun. She kept it was a sneaky link type situation where they didn't expose the world to who they were. They had it, they done with it, and they moved on. He loops back around, which was he bumped into you, and he like, "Hey, look, I miss you. We had some we had more positives than negatives." So you're going to hold that
link up
against him.
As long as he ain't do no fuckboy shit and be trying to kick my back in, I can't hold them responsible for that. Now, I don't know I haven't been in that situation, so I don't know whether it'll be a long-lasting thing. I mean, because it depends whether I could, you know, get that out of my head or something. Because like I said, I'm not going to be playing Coochie Crunch and hanging with both of them knowing that they have each other. I'm not. That's when that decision to see what he can really deal with. I can't force him. I ain't going to call him all type of dogs and call him all type of hoes and stuff because they didn't know. But all I can do is see what, if I give him a second chance, I got to let him know that, listen, I'm going to see if I can get over that. I ain't going to just act like I'm not going to be bothered or whatever the case may be. I don't know. That's when you have to be honest with yourself and let that person know, like, listen, we could try it. Because some people don't know what they can forgive or deal with or whatever until they're in that situation. Mm-hmm. Me, I haven't been in that situation. I could say right now, like, okay, I'll give them another chance. But until I'm in that moment, I don't know. As long as there ain't no... Because, you know, some girls could be a little catty, too, and be trying to flex their authority muscles. And nobody is big authority than me. But
in them kind of situations, they ain't had no authority. That was 3 months ago, Dick. You know what I mean? She done jumped onto something else that might have been bigger and better, or she in a whole relationship right now. That was just a time where she needed to get bounced around. He needed to bounce something around. You know, it's just... Let's be honest. A lot of that is taking place.
Well, yeah, and I understand this because let me say this: it's somebody that I know, she know who she is, who almost everybody done had a piece of her in Essex County, Hudson County, Union County. So, in that case, it's impossible for anybody not to have somebody that she messed with. So you got to kind of look at, you know, which girl it was. You know what I'm saying? Because some people, I mean, anybody can get it. So at that point, you got to kind of weigh. It's not like, oh, he had to be so special to her that had got a piece of her. So I get what you're saying. Some people just, you know, free, as they want to call it, you know? So I think it kind of depends on the individual, too, because some people is just, you know, like a rotating door. So it's just like, it's not like that person had to be so special. So I get what you're saying when it comes to that. If it's somebody that any everybody could have got and has had, then you can't kind of hold certain people accountable if they didn't know that that was your ex or whatever. You know, because some people are community property, male and female. So.
All right. Okay, so I got a message here saying I'm listening to the show. This is Kelly from West Philly. So I'm listening to you guys' show. Could y'all please address these chicks who've given 14, 15 chances to these in and out of jail drill birds?
That just goes back to a person, because this is how I feel. It's okay. People make mistakes in life. So if you're with someone and they made a mistake or they did something that got them locked up, if you choose to give them another chance to ride that bed out with them, that's one thing. But once someone, I think when you are in a certain space with someone and those people are supposed to be, you know, when people love you, they think about you before they make certain decisions and choices. But if someone continuously makes the same wrong choice over and over again and continues to get locked up without caring about how they are affecting you, then you keep giving them chance after chance, you're only letting them know, like, okay, no matter what you do, how many times you do it, you know, I'm going to forgive you. Oh, I'm going to be there. That is not a ride or die. I'm tired of people using that phrase. That is somebody expecting you to put your life on hold because of their repeatedly poor choices. It's not being a ride or die.
Ride or die.
Right. So in that case, a person cannot get mad for a person repeatedly doing it because they know they got you. You ain't going nowhere. And you're going to put your life on hold and still be quote-unquote holding them down, you know? But when a person don't care two shits about their own life, they're not going to care about yours. That's not love. That is not love. But yeah, using 16, 17, listen, he is a career criminal and you are an enabler, because if you sit and put your foot down and be like, listen, after the second time, after that first time, listen, you do that shit again, I'm not going to be around. I'm not sticking around. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And stand on it.
Yeah.
If that person really cares, then that person's going to be like, yo, I don't want to lose her, you know. But some of y'all make it too easy. And then you better ask yourself, why the hell he keep going to jail? You share him. He got a little girlfriend in there.
He is the girlfriend. Yeah, he is the girlfriend. That motherfucker there washing grown-ass men drawers and shit.
Right, pressing him.
Yeah, right. He liked that that all that testosterone surrounded him.
Right.
Ain't no way in hell. Nah, I don't ever want to see them doors slammed again. There ain't no way in hell. But yeah, to her point, that is a very serious issue here in the black community, because dudes are going to do what they want to do, whatever excuse they give you. It's one thing when the cops kick in the door, saying, you know, you did this, you did X, Y, and Z, you're under arrest, and you know you didn't do it, she knows you ain't do it. That's one thing. It's another thing, when you out in them streets and you still trying to hustle, you over 30 or you over 40, and you still out there running around, chasing fiends, selling your mama's pain meds or whatever the hell you're doing, and you get bagged, not just once, you get popped twice. After that first time, And I get the whole ride or die mentality. I get I'm going to stand by my man shit, but damn. He not only didn't give a shit about making sure he stayed free for you and any possible kids y'all may have. He put what he wants to do on them streets first. And our women just ain't clicking in their heads. You know, if you see your man come in the crib and he got dirty-ass gun on him, he's sticking it in underneath the bed and all that. Yo, what are you doing? You know you're out in them streets putting in the work and you letting them come in your house. He gets locked up, your house get flipped, all that bullshit, and you want to take him back. Free rah-rah. Fuck rah-rah. We got to be okay with saying fuck these some of these people. And it's the same thing with you dudes listening. I know some of y'all, y'all got some baby mamas and wifeys on their third joint. You know what I mean? So they've been locked up a couple times because they want to boost. They want to run out of this. They done got caught boosting. You 30 and you 32, 33 years old, and you got snatched trying to make it to your car in the mall with a handful of shit. I'm like, come on, man. It's like, yo, you got to remember, don't allow being lonely and don't being lonely and feeling like I don't want to have to start over. You self-talk yourself into let me keep giving these toxic motherfuckers a chance. Because when the shit goes south, you're looking stupid. How many times is you going to keep getting bit in the ass before you realize, okay, it's me? Because that person just being who they are. So, we got to do better with that.
Talking about how long they've been with someone, ask yourself. When people be like, oh, I've been with this person 5, 10, 15, 20, how many years have you guys been faithful and happy? Because that's the problem. A lot of people, they put some time in, and they think that outweighs every single thing. Count how many years you guys was happy. And I'm not talking about the, you know, every relationship problems that people have when people have to kind of learn each other and adjust and, you know, compromise. I'm not talking about those things. I'm talking about truly happy where both people are putting the time, the effort, and work into it and making sure each other is good and their happiness is coming first and et cetera, et cetera. Like, don't be talking about I've been with him for 20 years and 18 of them years he's been cheating on you, whooping your ass and to stealing your card. Like, I'm just saying, you know, be realistic about it. Just think of just you know, use your brain. Sometimes you got to separate the feelings and you got to separate what the heart may work want and just think logically. You know, sometimes you got to take yourself out of a situation and put it in somebody, like it's what you are doing with yourself. Would you give that advice to somebody else? Because that's what a lot of people do, too. They'll tell somebody else, oh, leave his cheating ass. Leave her cheating ass. But they ain't taking their own advice. You got to make it make sense.
Yep. Exactly. All right, Queen. This is the part where the show gets, where the people demanded the show get a little weird.
Okay.
Okay. So this one is from someone who wants to be known as Mike. It's saying back last year during the lockdown with COVID, he realized that his girl was sending dudes nudes in the DMs on Instagram and Facebook. They had a big fight, big argument. She packed up, moved in with her mom. They broke up sometime in September. They got back together February this year. He said he's trying to forgive her, give her a second chance. And lo and behold, things got worse. She now has an OnlyFans page. She didn't tell him. His brother had to tell him. So should he dump her ass, let her ass go, or accept the fact that she getting this money and they should just do this thing together? What's our opinion?
Dump her ass because she should have had the conversation. She already knew that you were upset about the picture. If you broke up with her over pictures, she thought videos and OnlyFans was better? She didn't sit and have that conversation? She didn't come to you and tell you. You had to find out from a family member, no less. So you gave the second chance already. I know how Kimba think about it from a business point of view, but I'm looking at it the deceit from the get-go instead of being, who says how long she had it? She could have had it before they got back together. That's something you disclose to somebody. How do you know if he want to be, clearly he don't want to be with somebody that's showing her goods to anybody that's going to pay for his subscription.
How much money exactly are we talking about here, bro? Sometimes we gotta, you know, the simple fact that you asked, should we just do this together? What does she look? I mean, come on, what does she look like? Is there any marketable value in her? Is she making? I would ask to see what the monthly deposits is looking like, what them subs is looking like, the subscriptions. You know, you might have to just say, okay, let me reevaluate these things, because if she's doing six figures, you're going to kick her out the house again?
Listen,
you know, because
just because she's making money from it, that don't mean they making money from it. So,
well, that
will
be the conversation.
Oh, should we do this? Right. Should we do this together? Who said she was going to include you? Because she didn't include your ass from the get-go. She was tucking that OnlyFans money away. You ain't know nothing about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you think you just about
and
but you found out about it, you about to just be a part of it? Did you talk to her about it?
Yeah. I mean, it, due to knowledge to the moves, it went from sending dudes pics to OnlyFans. I might be wrong, but my gut tells me it wasn't just sending; she was selling them pics. Well, you ain't heard about the 5 for $25. You know about that 5 videos for $50. You ain't see them girls that come across your timeline? Yeah.
Believe me, I believe they were being sold too.
Yeah, so as...
But...
No, you go ahead.
No, but he needs to really decide whether he just going to stick it out because he think it may be a profit for him. Can he really deal with it? Because don't say she do want to cut him in on it. Don't be collecting money 1 minute and then the next minute call all type of hoes and OnlyFans sweat buckets and everything else when y'all argue. You got to pick a side. You can't straddle the fence. You okay with it or you're not. If you want stress, lose sleep, lose your hair, lose your appetite, you know, and be all a moody bitch, then just cut your ties. Now, this is not, should we do it together? If you want to put that manager hat on, get your percentage. And
shit,
take whatever comes along with it, then okay.
There you go.
But you can't try to defend.
There you go. You hold the camera. Get them better angles. Get involved. She got the gravy train going. Ms. Dopeness says, if it really bothers him, he should let her go. It will always come up in arguments. He will never get over it. That is true. So true.
Right.
I would get over it real quick. Yeah. It would have to be a serious conversation. I need you to open your books. I need you to tell me all the dirt. Let me evaluate everything to see if I want to keep you around. And if I feel, you know, okay, you told me everything. If I feel like, okay, I know everything. Yeah, we can talk this money, man. Yeah, we can talk this money. Just don't do that shit no more without my permission.
I don't think she can be trusted. I don't think she can be trusted to tell him everything. Because
that's true,
clearly he's only telling him what she felt like he can deal with.
Yeah.
Because in that case, they had a conversation. Nobody want to find anything out from their mate from a third party, especially something of that magnitude.
Yeah. I mean, but to that note, when we get into these situations where we're clearly in the wrong and we're given another chance, open the books. Be as honest. You put everything on the table because, let's be honest, you're fighting for your relationship, the life of the relationship. And if you're there, you're doing all that and she's still there, then she's there for a reason, because clearly she's getting on bread. So, but my thing is this, that's when you be the most honest you can possibly be. Look, yeah. I ain't fuck nobody. I just sent some because these dudes paying, and I was able to cover this. I was able to put some money up, whatever. And if you did fuck somebody, that's the time to tell him, because if you're asking him to forgive and continue on a relationship with all this new shit he just found out, he got to know what exactly he's forgiving, right? So, yeah, that's a tough one. I don't see me being too nice about it. Not at first anyway, but I can see me asking, well, how much money you make? Shit, now. Shit. Wait a minute, we might have to reevaluate some things. Maybe we'd be friends with benefits or something. We'd have to reduce you for this business. Okay. All right, so this person wants to remain anonymous. They're saying recently, I just broke up with my ex-boyfriend of 4 years, because 2 of those 4 years, he seemed to be uninterested in this relationship. He virtually was just non-existent. He was like a piece of furniture. He wasn't there until I finally said, it's okay, stay by yourself. I packed up and moved in with my cousin. A month after that, he's been blowing me up, begging, sending flowers, constant cash apps. It's like he's breaking his back to get me back. I'm scared to give it another chance because he might fall back into that same behavior. What do you guys think I should do?
Well, it could have been some underlying issues with that. For one, it may have been a lack of communication, effective communication, I should say, not just her saying, you know, what's wrong, but getting down to the bottom of, you know, what's wrong. Why the change? Because sometimes when things change in a relationship, most of the time when things change, it's a reason behind it. And sometimes people can express how unhappy they are, but they don't let that person know why they're unhappy, or they don't also make the necessary steps to have that conversation with people they can change so both parties can be happy. And it's not just one-sided, like, this is what I want from you, this is how I feel, opposed to what can we do together. Okay, I feel this way, how are you feeling? And then come up, you know, with some type of things to try. Now, if she's going to give him a second chance, they still have to have that conversation, unless it will be a repeat of the last time they were in a relationship, because they don't know they're both not aware of whatever issues that they had, or even made attempts to fix it. Now, keep him on his toes. If you want to give him a second chance, for one, he know you will walk away. That's for one. Because you must have stood on that hands down, because he chased you. You said it was a month after, so that means you really didn't have any real conversation or communication or seeing him. So he knew you were serious. But make sure, whatever he's doing to get you back, he continues to do those things. And even if you want to take it slow and go through the dating stage a little bit, do that. But don't just let him send you some flowers and then you give him another chance and he stop all of that. Let him know, like, listen, these are the attempts that you made to make you feel like you were serious about it. This is what I need you to continue to do. And also ask, what do he need from you? Because it works, you know, happiness works both ways. So if y'all have that conversation on what both you guys' needs and wants are, one of two choices. Either you guys can do what the other asks, or you can't. And if you can, come on, try to make it work. If it's hesitant and y'all can't, then part ways. You know? I mean, I wouldn't. In that situation, a conversation has to be had, because it changed for a reason. That's just my only concern about a second chance. You can't just jump back into it as nothing was wrong. You know, y'all missed that conversation or y'all skipped some steps along the way.
Hey, it's girl, you don't get your ass on and move on with your life. Let me back up. If you're going to give him another chance, let it be somewhere down the road. You state that out of the 4 years, 2 years, he was like a piece of furniture. Not interested. Like he didn't give up. So because he walked out the door, he cares.
You know that's one-sided, though. We don't know what led to it.
I agree. So the best thing to do is she get her shit together, because you got to stop and think about it. Whether she's telling the whole story or half the story, you stayed with a vegetable for 2 years before you decided to leave. You stayed with someone for whatever reason, maybe she caused it. You still stayed with someone who was uninterested in you for 2 years. So that's not only just on him, that's on her too.
So I agree.
Focus on you. Focus on you. He needs to get himself together so he can be worth of another second chance. So he can have himself together so he doesn't repeat the same mistake. You think a man's going to change 2 years of practice of being like that and only a month go by and he's going to snap and get his shit together? No, it don't work that way. We're creatures of habit. Yes, he's performing right now. He wants you back. He's going to throw everything but the kitchen sink to get you back. So you don't put yourself – and not only that, your feelings are still fresh and they're too raw. We know because you're writing us to ask us what to do. So you shouldn't be trying to make a logical explanation or logical decision on this. You know,
my question is, what if he didn't know it was an issue? All right, she said 2 years, right? I mean, we can only go by – you know, she said it's 2 years. We don't know if it's 2 years. Or did she ever express that, did she ever express when that 2 years first happened that, you know, something that was going on, you know, that she wasn't unhappy? Because sometimes people don't know if they're doing something wrong if it's not brought to their attention. You know, he could have gotten comfortable, but like you said, we are creatures of habit. So therefore, if you have this relationship, does this shift change, but it's not brought up when it's first making her feel some type of way, he probably just was comfortable and didn't really feel like it was anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it wasn't, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people get comfortable. Well, sometimes people get stuck in this where the honeymoon phase is over with. You know, some honeymoon phases last longer than others. That's what I'm saying. Something could have happened.
That's true. Yeah. It's quite possible that something happened, either something that she did or something that happened to him that she's just not aware of. But if he's not speaking on it and he's acting vegetated, and I'm not going to lie, that was me once.
Okay.
I have this thing. When I get into a dark place, you won't hear from me. You know, it will be like roommates in this motherfucker. Just walk past. That's something that you work on over time. We don't know if this is time yet. So just for the sake of protecting your own heart, you give that person space. Because the way she worded this message, this is his doing, the way she's telling it. Okay, so for shits and giggles, let's say that she's right, right? You need to give him space to get his shit together. You need to get your shit together because you stayed with that piece of furniture for 2 years. You allowed him to walk around. You may have questioned. You may have said, what's wrong? And it didn't change, but you allowed it to continue. So you're an enabler. If you would have left, when you saw it happening for 2 months and it didn't change and you left, that would have been a different story. Sometimes as men, y'all help us by putting us in check. I'm a world-class asshole sometimes, right? And a monumental dickhead sometimes. And every time I corrected myself, it was because I had to due to something I did and a woman put me in my place. Every man ain't going to have that self-reflection until they get to that moment. So you gotta give him space. He needs to look around the house and not hear your voice in it a little bit longer. Not smell your perfume. Little small shit like that drives a man crazy. All that flexing to get you back, that's to make sure you don't get that pussy away to somebody else. Don't get it fucked up. We got to hurry up and get you back before Big Johnny gets you. Because once Big Johnny gets you, it's a wrap. We don't, you know, we hurt. So, all right, we got about 3 minutes real quick. Ms. Dopeness got a question.
Okay.
What are the rules of getting back with an ex? Like, do we just date, no sex? How does a person just start over?
I think dating and getting to know, I think resetting, going through the motions over again, because it depends how much time is put in between when the breakup and you start to give a second chance, because people change over time or people, you know, just have a different mind frame. So, yes, you should have a conversation, you should communicate, you know, get to know each other, have those conversations that you wish you would have had the last time around, to make sure you guys have the same end goal or, you know,
so you're breaking up, Queen.
Okay. So make sure you guys have the same expectations, the same end goal. So, yes, you got to have that communication. Mm-hmm. Date all over again. Get to know each other. I don't think anybody should just jump right back into it because, I mean, you have to relearn each other. I mean, in that case, you want to broke up in the first place if it was just, you know, that good to be in a relationship again. For me, anyway. I ain't going to say give up sex.
Your phone is breaking up, Queen. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, your phone was going in and out. We didn't get the whole message.
I was just saying, date again. Make sure you communicate. See what the issue was in the past that made you break up so it won't repeat history. I said, I'm not going to say you shouldn't have sex again. It depends on that individual's and how long they could wait or however it was. But I will hold out as long as possible. But I just think you shouldn't just jump right back into something again until you get to the root of whatever the issue was in the past.
For me, real quick, you treat him like you treat that person like there was someone you just met. You're not the same person that you were now when you were with that person. You went through changes. You need to learn those changes. You use the past as the foundation to where, okay, I know how to respect this person. I know how when the tough times come, I know how to value this person. But in terms of the day-to-day process, you have to relearn them, you know, especially if it ended bad. Did they change? Did they grow out of those past mistakes? All those things are you know, play a part with that second chance stuff. So
right.
I hope that was helpful. Because I'm not going backwards. Fuck that. I'm done. Shit on me once. That's it. I'm sending Gertrude and the girls after you. All right, Queen, it's that time. Big Shirley and I'm on the way.
Okay. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for your participation and your questions and interactions as usual. We'll be back on Thursday for Therapy Thursday. Yes, y'all freaks, y'all can come out because this that show for you guys. don't forget, if you have a show idea or you have any questions, because we do have our monthly Q&A session, feel free to write in. If you want to be a guest, you can also write in as well. Anything to say, Hakim?
See y'all Thursday for sexual satisfaction.
Okay. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.